This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're not saying the mainland is boring, but it's less appealing because I just think it doesn't have what I need over there, like some of the things like food or certain things I need to shop for, or even activities like I can go hike a lot in Penang because there's a Penang Hill and so forth.
Living on an island and having fun. Island mentality has apparently driven up demand for affordable homes in Penang. Now, Caroline, I was wondering what island mentality meant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever heard or met Khoo Soo Chuang of The Morning Run, you would think it means being a bad driver and tight on the wallet.
Well,
but apparently that's not what they're talking about.
So I love the idea of living on an island. I don't know about Penang.
I joke, but I genuinely love Penang.
That's good
to know.
I
think I could live there.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm shocked.
Do you not wake up in the morning and just have cravings for char kway teow?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So maybe that's why we differ.
All right. So now, just some statistics, right? So as you know, Penang is one of the most densely populated areas in Malaysia. Almost half of the state's estimated 1.75 million people, it's about 800,000, live on this 293 square kilometres.
Yep. So everybody's just jostling to be on that tiny, 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 tiny piece of land.
They are.
So certainly it's not somewhere that I think is attractive to live. But apparently, you know, demand is there.
Yeah, land is scarce and demand for property and homes is incredibly high. So, you know what, we're going to head to the expert. We're going to head straight to the phones right now. He Wei is on the line. He is a senior analyst with Alliance DBS Research, a firm that undertakes economic equity, industry and company research. He Wei, thanks for holding the line. Why is demand for property on the island so high? What is the appeal of living on the island?
I think if you talk about the demand for property on the island, it's still primarily driven by the job opportunities. Okay, so and you can see that now in the island itself is more densely populated because people have been living there, working there for a long time. So naturally, people will be drawn to stay in the island. For example, areas like Bayan Lepas, they have a lot of job creation thanks to all the state government initiatives to promote the industrial parks there. That's why, relatively, you see that there are more working opportunities there compared to the mainland.
Sure. And what are the complications that are coming up from this high demand of low-cost accommodation on the island?
If that kind of high demand continues to persist, number one would be the traffic congestion issues. I think that is already bad enough, okay? But with that, the issue is going to get worse, I think.
And are there any other problems that might arise besides traffic congestion?
I think, you know, when demand is not just for low-cost accommodation, but if you look at a bigger picture, when there are a lot more people moving into the area, naturally it will lead to, you know, cost escalation for many other things, be it a property or land prices. It can lead to many other inflationary pressures.
Right. What are the initiatives in place to encourage people to move to mainland Penang?
Oh, okay. I think the state government has actually done a lot of things to promote people to stay in the mainland. I think if you just look at Batu Kawan, for example, there's been a lot of successes in government efforts to promote the area. If I just track the population growth in Seberang Perai Selatan, where Batu Kawan is located in, I think the growth has been actually quite impressive. Okay, I think apart from that, government has created a lot of jobs via the promotion of the industrial park there. You can see a lot of FDIs have been coming in, setting up new plants. That helps to create the jobs as well as to enhance the livability within the area. Not to mention that you have all the catalytic projects like the IKEA or the designer village. So all those factors help to promote people to move to the mainland.
All right, Hui, thank you so much for those insights. That was Kwa Ho Wei, senior analyst with Alliance DBS Research. You know, I won't lie, Caroline, there were moments when I was looking for like something, like just somewhere nice to live in Penang, just because every time I go there, I feel at peace. I don't know why. I think it's the ocean. I think it's being able to stare out into the open ocean.
There are many pieces and parcels of land here in Malaysia that gives you that option.
Ah, but you cannot have char kway teow while you're staring out into the ocean. That's the important thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Call us on 0377109000 if you are a Penangite and have thoughts about this. In the meantime, here's Blondie with Picture This on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.